I have Chad Connolly, who is the South Carolina OP chairman. How you doing today, Chad Connolly?
Good morning. How are you today, Ann?
I'm doing good. Glad you were able to take a few minutes and call us.
Well, it's crazy time. You know, it's precinct reorg, and my phone's pretty much attached to my ear all day during all this kind of stuff, and we get ready for county conventions, and the state convention is on May 4th, so we're just in busy mode.
Well, I guess that's a good thing, isn't it?
I think it is. We're getting a great response to precinct reorganization, and I'm really not even sure when your county's is. People can go to our website, though, and find out about it. The scgop.com site tells them no matter what county they're listening in, they can find out when their precinct reorganization and county conventions are going to be. But it's the basic part of getting involved in the county party and then the state party and having a voice.
Well, I tell you what, we sure have a lot of good people involved right here in Greenwood. I know we do across the state, but we certainly do. And, you know, Gene Burrows is a big part of what goes on right here.
Miss Joanne and Mr. Denny are tremendous. They're just great people. They've always been involved. I mean, they're everything I go to, whether it's their county or not. They're just the kind of people you want to get engaged and involved. They're solid in every way. And I appreciate their leadership. And then, of course, what Buck and Gene do over there, Griffin, they do a tremendous job as well. So you got great people involved.
Absolutely, we do. You know, Chad, you know, every time I'm watching TV and I see something going on at the Capitol, I am reminded about that great tour you did when Congressman...
You're so sweet. Huh? We got to do it again.
I know.
You know, it always, and you're so sweet to always mention that, and we had a great time, and to be able to do it for Jeff Duncan when he was just getting started as a new congressman was, I mean, that was really a great honor for me, and I love giving those tours. I do think it speaks to people about, you know, where our country's come from, and too many times we forget, you know, maybe what's made this nation so special, and I think a lot of ways we've lost a lot of that, and the reason we've lost a lot of it is people don't understand, you know, the history, and they don't understand the fight that took place to give us what we have, the freedoms we enjoy. So I love giving those tours. I love giving them for school groups or adults or activists or anything. So anytime you want to put a group together and go, you let me know.
Well, I would, because every time I watch TV and I see something, I can say, I've been there. I know what it looks like. Yeah,
that's right. You know, I think that people take that eighth grade trip. You know, it seems like the eighth graders are the ones who go in the school groups. Somebody at church yesterday was telling me their eighth grader was going this week. They take them then, but when we get to be adults, we forget about them. So a refresher is a good thing.
You are absolutely right. You know, what did you feel about Governor Sanford, Curtis Bostick, ending up on top? God, we had a field of 16. Now we're down to 2. What do you think, Chad?
Well, you know, it's a great thing to have a deep bench. I know that it's a tough deal, 16 people running. It certainly is hard on those candidates because, you know, there's probably not much difference that shows between our candidates among all 16. So it kind of ends up people thinking, okay, who can beat the Democrat and make sure we keep Tim Scott's seat in Republican hands. Governor Sanford won the primary going away. The runoff with Curtis Bostick's going to be tight, I'm sure. I know that Curtis has a lot of influence in the social conservative groups down there. Of course, the governor's got high name ID, so I know that they're running around the state, the district right now, down in those 4 counties in Congressional District 1, trying to connect with voters. And we're doing a debate Thursday night. Hope you're going to come and cover that. But we're doing a debate at Porter Gowd School. If people want to get tickets, we kept them real cheap to let them be able to get in. But, of course, we're trying to do fundraising. We want to have money to be able to fight Colbert Bush. We're certain that the Democrats and the unions are going to throw a lot of money at that, trying to win that seat.
Sure. That was going to be my next question. What do you think about Elizabeth Colbert Bush? I mean, she's going to be formidable, isn't she?
You know, I really think she is. There's no question in my mind, Ann, that the Democrats have targeted that seat. They'd love to pick a one like that away and take it away from us and claim that shows, you know, the future of 2014. We're going to hold on to it, but I do think she's a real candidate. She seems to be well-spoken. There's no question she's got some national ties to Democrat groups. I think the thing that probably matters the most to South Carolina voters is she embraced this union endorsement from the AFL-CIO. Richard Trumka made a real big deal about giving her a ton of money, getting the unions behind her. And let's face it, if the AFL-CIO had had their way, Boeing would not be in South Carolina. But thank goodness we're a right-to-work state, and the company itself and their executives realized that's a beautiful thing about South Carolina is people have a choice, and we don't have to be union shop to work. And if they had gotten their way, we wouldn't have those jobs in Boeing. We wouldn't have the spinoff jobs that are coming and just really getting underway down the Lowcountry. And when you talk about jobs, those aren't just Republican jobs the unions would have hurt. Those are Democrat jobs and independents jobs. So we're going to paint that and show them in an embrace together, the unions and the Democrat nominee. I think that ought to turn off voters, and if they really understand that issue, then they'll be supporting our person.
Well, I also understand that Governor Martin O'Malley was down here this last weekend.
Yeah, we hit him on his jobs performance. You know, Vince Shaheen was saying that this is the kind of leadership that South Carolina needs in Martin O'Malley. Well, the guy's only been governor for a short time, and he's raised taxes 24 times. Is that the kind of governor that South Carolina needs? I don't think so. And, of course, he's probably the most liberal tax and spend and anti-gun governor in America. He's staked his claim. He's racing for the Medicaid expansion. He's going to set up the state-run health care exchanges that, you know, our governor and our legislature has opposed and is opposing right now. And, of course, he's been vocal about it's the gun's fault. Instead of admitting that people have behaviors that they choose and they do terrible, evil things because this is a fallen and sinful world, he wants to blame the guns. And he wants to take away the rights of law-abiding citizens who aren't out there committing the crimes. And as you and I know, the criminals aren't bothering to go through the background checks and all so forth and so on. So, again, they're fighting symptoms and not causes.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Chad, I just appreciate so much you taking the opportunity. Now, what time is that debate?
The debate's going to be at 8 o'clock Thursday night.
Okay.
It is going to be on Sirius XM Radio, Patriot Radio 125. They're going to do some questions. I don't know if they'll stream it live or not, Ann.
Okay.
But it is going to be a lot of commentary and before and after. But people can come down, join us at Porter Gallup School. All they got to do is go to the website is 2013.scgop.com. That's 2013.scgop.com. They can get information there on the precinct reorg, the county conventions. They can get tickets. All that information is on that one website, and it'll fix them up.
Well,
but, hey, thank you for what you're doing. I just love you, love your show, love what you're doing. And you let me know when you want to go back to D.C. I'm in.
All right. Sounds great. Chad Connolly, thanks so much for calling us.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.